Well, hello everybody out there in Turdville. This is Turd Ferguson coming at you with a special TFMR podcast of just me, actually, here on Thursday, the 20th of June, 2013. It has been a crazy, eventful, and fun-packed 24 hours, and I sat down to type up a new post, and I thought, why am I typing this? First, it's going to take me forever to type out everything that I want to say, and two, it's going to be a lot more, from the heart, or clearly from the heart, if I instead just simply record a podcast like we used to do at the TTM site. So here we are. It is just about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here on Thursday. The stock market is about to close, and as I check, the Dow is down about 400 points. In fact, it doesn't matter what you look at, it's down today. The only thing that is green is the pig, the U.S. dollar, or the U.S. dollar index. That is the only thing I think that you can find that has any green to it. Gold is down, obviously, something like $70. Silver is down $1.50. Crude oil is down $4. Every single commodity, every single currency, bonds are down. Everything is down. So this is not just simply a gold and silver related event. And so first and foremost, you got to remember that, all right? But I think they got to remind everybody today of the bigger picture. I tried to encapsulate this in the very brief post that I wrote up this morning before I headed out to the golf course with LT number 2. Today is why you own physical precious metal. What do you mean by that, Turd? I own it while it's going down $90? What an idiot you are. You got to think with your brains. And look at the bigger picture. Today is why you own physical precious metal. And why do I say that? Because everyone from silly old me all the way up the ladder to Jim Sinclair himself have tried to tell you now for years that quantitative easing, once it started, was to infinity. And this is your lesson being played out in real time over the last 24 hours. Because once the Fed even intimated, even just threw out the little theory that maybe, just maybe, they might tweak, should maybe things improve a little bit economically, look what happens. Global liquidity crisis. If it's not nailed down, it's being sold. The baby's going out with the bathwater. Hell, I could sit here and lay on metaphor and metaphor if you want, but I think you get the idea. There is no turning back for the Fed. If they were to stop, what's going to happen? Let me ask you this, because if I had the ability to ask the Bernanke a question in that press conference yesterday, here's what I would have asked. Chairman Bernanke, Turd Ferguson with TFMetalsReport.com, you are just simply intimating that you are going to be withdrawing some of your $85 billion a month of quantitative easing. And while you've been implying that over the last 30 days, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note has gone from 1.5% to 2.3%. Now, you might say that's 80 basis points. I would say that's 50% higher. And that has happened while you are still buying $85 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and Treasury bonds. What do you think the rise in rates will be, and what are your forecasts should you decrease that or eliminate it, as you said, by the middle part of 2014? And this is what you have to understand. One, just even the idea that they're going to stop flooding all of this cash into the market on a daily basis shows just how tenuous the situation is. Shows you right there. They can't do it. They can't stop. In fact, Their next move now has to almost be to increase QE. Not only do they have to come out and say, whoa, no, you got it all wrong. We are not decreasing quantitative easing anytime soon. Okay, not only do they have to say that pretty quick, but two, their next move has almost got to be to increase. And again, you've got to remember how this works. The Fed is the bond market. Without them, there is no bid for treasuries. And if rates go up, the interest on the accumulated debt skyrockets. Not only that, if rates go up, economic activity, any activity that there is, screeches to a halt, tax revenues plummet. Both of those things exponentially grow the deficit and the debt and place further demands on the Fed to increase quantitative easing even more. So this notion that they can somehow talk down the anticipation, they think that they've blown up a bubble in the old Greenspan speak of irrational exuberance, and so now we're going to kind of hint at the fact that we might in the future potentially, possibly, maybe not do $85 billion a month. Look what the effect is. And so getting back to my point, this is why you own physical precious metal. This is why, regardless of what the trolls show up and say about how stupid I am, this is why I won't quit. This is why I will continue to post. This is why I will continue to expand the website. Because in the end, I know I am 100% certain that I'm right. Why? Because the math is just math. The math is on my side. The math is irrefutable. Now, how it's going to get there from here to there, is some subject, you know, who knows? But I know what's going to happen in the end, and that is why today is proof that you are doing the right thing. I could give a rat's ass that the price is down $85. Who was selling? Was there any physical for sale? I read Andrew McGuire's post from today. There are no physical for sale in London. There's no physical for sale in Shanghai. The paper price is being jammed down by panic sellers and speculative sellers on the COMEX. And like I said, doesn't matter what, if it was gold, silver, crude, copper, lumber, soybeans, treasury bonds, the yen, the pound, the euro, anything. Sell. Because it's a massive global liquidity crunch. The only solution, the only way to keep things going is quantitative easing. That brings about the destruction, ultimately, of the fiat currency global financial system that we currently have. And your only protection against that destruction is your physical precious metal. That is why, when you get a day like this that makes it so clear of how this is eventually going to turn out, this should not lead you to question whether you're doing the right thing. This is an affirmation that you're doing the right thing. Golly. Then I read these people that come on my side, oh, I'm losing so much money. My wife is going to kill me. Well, you know what? That's your problem. Because I have been telling you since the end of MFG that you shouldn't be trading. I said, anybody that is trading, you should be working with Andrew McGuire. Everybody else, quit. You're just doomed if you try. Because these aren't fair markets. And they're run by machines. And they're run, and the speculators have the run of the day now. And you're going to get your ass kicked. And lo and behold, here you are. Now, I keep posting charts and I keep trying to tell you everything's going to be okay. Because one, I don't want people selling. God forbid to now throw up your hands in the air and say, you know what? I'm going to sell my gold. I'm going to go to my safe and I'm going to take all my coins and bars and everything else. And I'm going to go wherever you'd go, down to your local coin shop and sell it. And you're going to take your metal in there. And the guy's going to say, oh, God, thank God. Oh, we got some inventory again. That's what he's going to be thinking. But then he's going to rip off some paper money. 100, 200, slapping them down. It's a little rattle and hum for you. And then you're going to walk back out of there with what? U.S. dollars? Seriously? Excuse me. That's what you want to do? Knowing all that you know, everything that you've learned about the end of the Great Keynesian Experiment, and now you're going to take your physical metal and convert it back into fiat? To do what with it, exactly? Jeez. So obviously it's not the physical owners that are bitching and moaning and whining today. It's all of you traders, all you people with your AGQ and your miners. Look, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I told you not to trade anymore. I wrote, you can go back and look. I wrote a post in January. Pull it up. Called A Minor Case of Depression, where I said at the very end, for the life of me, I don't know why anybody owns these things. I even got kind of a terse email from Santa himself saying, you know, I do advertise on your site. And I said, Jim, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I didn't mention TRX specifically, and I pointed that out to him. But I got to tell you the way it is. I told you the way it was in January. If you're now still bitching about your miners, why? How is that my fault? My advice to you has been and will always be to buy physical precious metal, take delivery, and put it in your stack in your safe at the bottom of a lake, wherever it is you keep it. It is your only protection against this madness. Days like today show you how it's going to end. So, here we are. Are you buying today? God, I sure hope you're not selling. You must continue to prepare. Now, I get asked all the time. I was asked this by Kerry Lutz. If you listen to that interview, the Lutz interview I did back on Monday. How much is enough? God, there are people that email me. There are people that show up on the site. I'm losing money, blah, blah, blah. Because they were greedy. They thought this was the easiest thing in the world, and they put way too much money into metal. And again, don't try to tell me, oh, dude's trying to have both ways. If you've been a follower of my site, if you were a subscriber to Turd Talks Metals, you've heard me say this I don't even know how many times. You look at how much money you have. Okay, I have $100,000. Okay, good for you. What's it in? Well, it's in stocks and bonds and cash and all this kind of stuff. Okay, you have to assume as this all dies, that $100,000 going to zero. Okay? So then you think, okay, the only protection I have is physical metal. And from here, where is the price of physical metal going to go? Well, what are we now today? 12 something? Okay. Whatever. If you base, let's not even try to figure out that as a multiplier. We know how much money there is. You know, if you look at, remember doing that old math about M1 money supply? If you tried to recalculate a proper value of gold versus M1 money supply, it's like $8,000 an ounce. If you do it versus M2, it should be $12,000 an ounce. Let's split the difference and call it 10. That is, oh God, now the math is going to get hard. Let's say that's 6 times higher than where it is today. So if that's the case, you need to put 1/6 of your assets into metal. Okay? Because the math is simple then. If you have $16,000 in gold and $84,000 in stocks and all this other crap, all CDs, and they all get lost, as there's bail-ins or whatever. At least if your gold appreciates 6 times, it goes from 16,000 back to 100, and you're protected. I have used that example quite literally tens of times, if not 50, 60, 80 times. I have no idea. That is the rule of thumb. I'm no certified financial planner. I sure as hell wouldn't want you to go, oh, okay. That's what I would tell you. I would ask you to take that under advisement. But that's what I say. Don't try to blame me if you've got all of your money in silver. For God's sake, when did I ever tell you to do that? Never. Physical, precious metal is what I have told you to acquire. And on days like this, you should consider it a gift. And on days like this, you should be able to go golfing like me. Not because I'm a multi-trillionaire, billionaire, millionaire, whatever. It's because I don't care. Why should I care? If I've protected myself against what is so clearly happening, if you looked at the markets and the headlines today, this is where it's going. Like I said, I'm 100% certain of that. If I've then made the moves to protect myself and my family against that which is going to happen, why would I care what Bernanke said yesterday and the fact that gold's down $80 since? The only reason I should be ecstatic because I can go buy more. So, anyway, hang in there. I mean, maybe you're sitting there thinking, yeah, it's easy for you to say, turd, whatever. Look. It's never been more clear as to how this is going to play out. If you own metal, you're protected. Who cares if it's down $80 today? Okay, so where is it going to go from here? I continue to post charts because people, that's what they want me to do. And I like to think that if I can post charts and do podcasts like this to get people to hang in there and not only not sell and convert back to paper, but actually buy more, great. And if we can pick bottoms, which obviously hasn't been working too well, then I give you a good point to buy as well. All right, well, what are we looking at now? All right, in gold, depending upon how you want to mark the bull market, I say it's about beginning of 2001. Price was about $275 an ounce. And if you figure the peak so far has been 1920 in the late August and early September of 2011, that range is what? $1,650 basically. If you apply a Fibonacci 38.2 retracement of that entire move, that implies a drop down to $1,280. Where are we as I speak? About $1,270. If we don't stop here, and who's to say that we will? Hell, we probably won't. But if we don't, a 50% retracement takes you to 1,100. Okay, fine. Bring it on. Look, I don't care. If my attitude, if you're listening to this going, yeah, screw this guy, fine. I don't care. Nobody is forcing you to come to my site to read my stuff and listen to what I have to say. Okay? I'm just telling you what I think. If it goes to 1,100, fine. But fine. Silver, now that silver's under 20, I think we got to figure it's going back to 18. Why 18? Because 18 is the point from which it broke out in August of 2010. Held there forever. Suddenly, what I used to refer to as our buyers of size showed up in August of 2010. We broke through 18 and it was on. And in the next 8 months, we went from 18 to 49. Looks like we're going all the way back to 18. And I tell you what, as much as I say you shouldn't be trading at 18, that might be time to buy a call again. So hang in there. I mean, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better from a paper price perspective, but you got to use it to your advantage. I got to talk about the commitment of traders again. I mean, there have been people showing up at the site saying, hey, dude. And plus, Trader Dan, I know he's jabbing at me again because he said he's, what is it called? What was the verbiage he used last night? These amateurs who think they can read the COT reports or something. Okay, whatever, big boy. Amateurize this. The COT, again, hear me clearly. You never can look at the commitment of traders report and say, oh, I got to buy. One, it's dated material. It's always 72 hours older and you get it, okay? You can't use it to trade. But if you believe that the banks manipulate and manage the metals and they lead the specs into whatever position they want them to be so that the banks can profit, then you can look at the commitment of traders report and begin to predict future trend. Not next week, not tomorrow, but you can see the positioning for the next move. With the action of this past reporting week and now the action today, we're probably at a point where even in silver, the commercials are now net long. Gold, I shouldn't have said even in silver. I should have talked about gold first and then said even in silver. But even in gold, the cartel position is extraordinarily bullish in that the amount of contracts that they're short now are probably, I don't know, 40,000, maybe less than that. Nothing compared to the 200 some odd thousand that it used to be. And in silver, as I speak, at 4:15 in the afternoon on Thursday the 20th of June, it is safe to assume that the silver commercials are long, net long, or damn well close. Look, that doesn't mean that the prices are going to go up tomorrow, okay? But it does mean that in the future, price is going to rebound and go higher. Eventually. That's all I can say about that. Lastly, you know that a day like today, man, the GLD is going to get pummeled for tonnage. Harvey reports that there's still all kinds of delivery notices outstanding for the June contract. And the shortages of COMEX inventories are well documented. So let's see, the last big major smash in gold that led to a huge drop-off in a GLD inventory came in the middle of April. And what was April? A delivery month for gold. Huh, how about that? And now here we are in the middle of June, a delivery month for gold, and price is getting smashed again, and the GLD is going to get drained probably for another, oh, easily 20, 30, 40 tons. Easy over the next few days. I'm sure that's just coincidence. I'm sure that's just coincidence. Anyway, I'm rambling. I didn't mean to put you through 22 minutes of this, but like I said when I began, I didn't want to just type up something cold. This is a special day, and it required a special media, and that's what the podcast is for. Hang in there. You are doing the right thing. Okay. Now, if you've overcooked it and you've sunk all your life savings in silver, I'm sorry. And I defy anybody to go back through everything I've written over the last 2.5 years, which is volumes, I'm talking War and Peace type stuff, and find a post where I said you should put everything you have into silver. Okay. You did that, not me. The proper allocation is enough so that when price resets and we move into the new paradigm, you protect your assets. Days like this are a gift. Not only do you get to acquire more to let at a cheaper price, but you get an affirmation that you have done and are continuing to do the right thing. The dollar is dying. The current global financial system, if it isn't already dead, is comatose, brain dead. They're getting ready to harvest the organs. Okay? Your only possible financial survival tool is the physical possession of precious metal. Don't let them scare you out of it. Don't let the media, don't let the supposed analysts, don't let the trolls on my site scare you out of it. You know and I know what's coming. You're doing the right thing. Hang in there, everybody. Thank you for being a turdite. Thank you for having an open mind. Thank you for preparing for all that is to come. Your family appreciates it. They may not appreciate it now, but they will soon. Come back tomorrow, and we'll have another big full post at TFMR, and we'll get back after it. But for now, I'm going to go take the rest of the day off, maybe have a beer, and try to relax, and I suggest you do the same. This is Turd signing off, and we'll speak again soon.